الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, مرحبا Welcome once again to this amazing silsila on Madani Channel. Remedies of evil in society. So therefore, alhamdulillah, today we have come with some social remedies for the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Magar, before we move on into our discussion, as time to time we remind the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as well as the niyats and the intentions that we should be making before watching and listening to the silsila is played and displayed on the screen in front of you. So alhamdulillah, very quickly touching on them, let us make this intention that we will watch the silsila for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from beginning to end. And whatever good that we hear, that we understand from the silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, we will diarize them, we will note them down, as well as we will teach and convey this to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, as well as that we always listen to the blessings and to the virtues of reciting Darood, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So therefore today as well, hum ek virtue ek blessing sunte hain inshallah. Let us listen to a wonderful waqi'ah, a story that will inshallah azza wa jal grant you and I the ability and basically encourage us to recite Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even more inshaAllah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has said, I was once on a journey. The time of salah came at a place. There was a well, but there was no rope and bucket. I was in anxiety. I was panicking due to not having a rope and bucket, and the time of salah had approached. Meanwhile, a girl peeped from the top of a house and asked, what are you looking for? I replied, I am waiting or I am looking for a rope and bucket. She asked my name. I replied, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli. The girl said surprisingly, my goodness, you are the one who is very renowned, but your condition is that you cannot even take out water from the well? Allah, Allah, Allah. You are such a mashhoor personality, a famous personality, but your condition is this, that you are unable to take out water from the well. Saying this, she spat into the well, and suddenly the water rose up. Allahu Akbar. Amazingly, the water had rose up from the well. After he made wudu, he asked the girl, daughter, tell me truly, how have you got this power? How did you achieve this rank, the status, that you spat in the water, and by spitting, amazingly, the water had rose up? Allahu Akbar. She replied, I recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Subhanallah. By the virtue of it, this miracle had taken place. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi goes on to say, impressed by the girl, I made a firm intention to write a book on Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, he kept the name of this book, Dala'ilul Khairat Sharif. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you heard regarding the power of this Madani girl, subhanallah, that she spat into the well and the water of this well had rose up, subhanallah. And this had happened due to reciting, because of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Darood ki ya barakat hai. Subhanallah. So you and I should make it a habit, inshallah, that we should recite Salat ala Nabi, Darood Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, abundantly, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. MashaAllah, today as well we have with us our respected honorable Mulana Abdullah Sahab, MashaAllah, who is also present with us on Madani channel. And today as well, we are going to be speaking about the rights of the wife over her husband. Alhamdulillah, continuously from the past, we had been speaking about the hukuk and rights between the spouses, the rights of the husband over her, over his wife, and the rights and the haq of the wife over the husband, subhanallah. And today as well, we are going to speak about the tarbiyat, about the relationship, to create a stronger bond and relationship, as well as the tarbiyat of the children, inshallah. But before we go on into our discussion, a humble appeal to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, ki chale hum aur aap milkar Huzoor Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ke paak bargah mein Naat Sharif ka tohfa pesh karte hain, inshallah. Let us recite a kalam, a naat in the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and thereafter we will move into our discussion.
Tajdar-e-haram ho nigah-e-karam, tajdar-e-haram ho nigah-e-karam, hum ghareebon ke dil bhi sabr jayenge, haamiye-be-kasa kya kahega jahan, aapke dar se khali agar jayenge, taajdar-e-haram ho karam, taajdar-e-haram, chashm-e-rahmat bakusha su-e-manan naaz-e-nazar, ae quraishi laqabi haashimiyon muttalabi, taajdar-e-haram ho nigah-e-karam, hum ghareebon ke dil bhi sabr jayenge, taajdar-e-haram. Koi apna nahi gham ke mare hai hum aqa, koi apna nahi gham ke mare hai hum aapke dar pe fariyaad laaye hain hum, ho nigah-e-karam warna chaukhat pe hum aapka naam le leke mar jayenge, taajdar-e-haram ho nigah-e-karam, hum ghareebon ke dil bhi sabr jayenge, taajdar-e-haram. Main kusho Madine chale aqa, main kusho Madine chale, chashm-e-saqi-e-kausar se peene chale, yaad rakho agar uth gayi ek nazar, ho nazar yaad rakho agar uth gayi ek nazar, jitne khali hai sab jaam bhar jayenge, taajdar-e-haram ho karam, taajdar-e-haram nigah-e-karam, taajdar-e-haram. Khauf-e-toofan hai bijliyon ka hai dar, sakht mushkil hai aqa kidhar jaye hum, aap hi ghar na lenge hamari khabar, ho khabar aap hi ghar na lenge hamari خبریں ہم مصیبت کے مارے کدھر جائیں گے تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم تاجدار حرم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, since we have come back into our discussion for today, subhanallah, we are discussing the rights of the wife. The last time that we had spoken, the last Madani pool that we had shared, mashallah, was in regards to how the wife should respect her husband, regarding the sabr the husband should make for his wife, and the wife should also have patience and sabr when in any difficulty or any tolerance or forbearance she's got, mashallah, for her husband. Because this is a relationship, ups and downs, problems and calamities. There are always issues in the relationship, but we also learn from the stories, from the waqi'as, from the incidents of the pious Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, from the Salihin, from the Awliya Kamilin, subhanallah, how they led their lives, subhanallah, how they spent or how they respected their spouses, subhanallah. So therefore, coming back into our discussion for today, many a times, Mulana Abdullah Sahib, we have this problem who we see in the community, in our society. It's about the power. It's about the one who has more authority. And due to this, there is problems or there are some huge hiccups in the relationship. And after 30 years, 20 years, and sadly said, sometimes even after a month, it's due to the ego, it's due to because of misunderstandings. And we also discussed the last time regarding the tarbiyat or regarding the madani pools or regarding the shariat, one should learn regarding what are the rights of the wife and what are the rights of the husband. This is something which should be learned and should be studied before anyone gets into this relationship, subhanallah.
Because in fact it's very important for each and every Muslim to understand the hukuk and rights of their Muslim brothers, their Muslim sisters and so forth. It's very important for us to understand the importance of hukuk, because even on the day of Qiyamah, in a summary of a narration, it is stated that a person will come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this person will bring a pile of good deeds. And when this person goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be that this person in the dunya, he had oppressed his Muslim brothers. In the dunya, he had oppressed the Islamic sisters. In the dunya, he used to steal, he used to lie. And now, all these people that he oppressed in the dunya, they will all stand on a queue in the barakah of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will say, Allah Azza wa Jal, this person took our hukuk, this person took our rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order these people that, you know what?
Mashallah.
Take away his good deeds.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning for whatever he did to you in the dunya,
yeah,
take his good deeds.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And then the people will take away good deeds from this person.
Allahu Akbar.
To the extent
Allahu
that he will now be left with no more good deeds.
Allahu Akbar.
And there will still be a queue of people standing and saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this person oppressed me, he lied to me, he did this. Meaning, he took our hukuk from us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now that he doesn't have any more good deeds, you take your bad deeds and give your bad deeds to him. Then all
Allah
these people
Allah
will start giving their bad deeds to this person.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
To the extent that he'll be having
left
now a
nothing.
Heap and a pile of bad deeds on
Allah,
us.
Allah.
And this person will be drawn into the fire, hellfire. So imagine this person came in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heap of good deeds. But because in the dunya he oppressed the others, in the dunya he took hukuk and rights of the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw him into the hellfire. So it's very important that we study hukuk. You know, there are hukukullah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servant. That is
indeed
between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servant. If
indeed
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you.
Yes.
But then you have hukuk, which are hukukul ibad.
Yes.
Rights of a servant upon another servant.
Allah.
Now hukukul ibad is between a servant and a servant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only forgive you if that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you.
Allah.
So it is very important. It's a very important matter. Point that Mawlana Sahib has brought, that we have to study حقوق العباد, rights of a servant upon another servant.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, today if we are one of those people who have this problem, if we are facing this calamity, whereas we are not speaking to our spouses for whatever the problem may be, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you be the first one to reconcile with your partner, with your spouse, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make mu'afi, seek forgiveness, be tolerant, subhanallah. These are wonderful sifat and qualities. Many a times, Mawasab, it is mentioned that due to not making shukr, when a couple from either sides, it's either the wife who is not appreciative towards the husband or for the husband does, this could also be one of the causes for relationships to break. Many a times the husband would say, but I do this and I do that, not maybe boasting about it, but reminding her for her to recall the favors that he have did. We also did speak about the favors of the wife, mashallah, in our last discussion. Yes. That men should also make sabr for the favors that they do also. We should remember and overlook at the mistakes. But therefore, whatever a husband provides through his power and ability, the wife should be appreciative and should abstain from complaints and rather make dua for her husband. She should supplicate for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant my husband even more for the good that he is doing for the family. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal does not look at such a woman with the sight of mercy, who never shows gratitude to her husband, despite the fact that nor can she do without him. She can't be without him. She is dependent on him. But despite this fact that she needs her spouse, she needs her partner, she needs her husband, she would still complain and she would never be appreciative. She would rather complain about the things he do. She would never find the good that the husband does for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never shower his mercy upon such a woman. So we should make tawbah. And this is the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mawasab, one hadith comes to mind regarding how a woman should be. Regarding how a woman should be, subhanallah. And this is such a beautiful hadith, subhanallah, as there are many ahadith regarding women, regarding how they should be, how they should spend their lives, regarding spouses. But subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَةُ خَمْسَهَا. All my sisters who are listening, if we can make this firm intention today, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will make amal upon this hadith mubarakah, subhanallah. Pyare aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya hai, idha sallatil mar'atu khamsaha, that woman who read her 5 daily salah, she is punctual with her salah, wa samat shahraha, and she fasted in the month of Ramadan al-mubarak, Allahu Akbar, and she protected her body, in other words, her izzat, her sitra aura is protected. Wa ata'at zawjaha, and she obeyed her husband. Subhanallah. Look at these 4 qualities, Masab. She read her salah, she fasted in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, she protects her body from committing any guna, any sin, as well as wa ata'at zawjaha, she obeys and follows her husband. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, qila laha dukhulil jannata. On the day of Qiyamah, she will be said, from whichever door you wish, you may enter Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the blessing of being obedient, subhanallah. What a wonderful hadith this is. So if we are lacking any one of these qualities, any one of the sifat which we have just mentioned now, let's make sincere tawbah that we will become punctual in our salah. We will become habitual to read our salah on time, subhanallah. Because it is mentioned, togetherness in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if the spouses get together, help each another in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reading salah, once the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, asked the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if we would only know which wealth is good, then we would find that wealth. Hamko bataiye ya Rasulullah, enlighten us and tell us, teach us, which is the best of wealth, so that we may achieve that wealth, we may run and haste towards that wealth. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best wealth is that tongue which makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And the graceful heart which never hates anybody, it rather loves everybody, and a pious wife who would assist her husband in the deen, subhanallah. Together they would read salah, together they would provoke and encourage each another to do good in this beautiful religion, subhanallah. So these are the madani pools that we should practice upon in order to rectify and reform the bunyad, the foundation of a relationship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us for the sake of the sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in.
The beautiful narrations that Mawasab has discussed, alhamdulillah, there is another narration similar to the narration that Mawasab has narrated, whereby when the sahaba ikram, blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ayahs regarding gold and so forth were revealed, and the Sahaba Ikram asked the Prophet ﷺ that, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, Ayyul Mali Natakhid? But Ya Rasulullah, we understand about gold and so forth, but now, which is the best form of wealth? And the Prophet ﷺ replied and said, لِيَتَّخِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا. That for one to have a heart that is thankful. And then the second thing, the Prophet ﷺ replies and he says, وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا. And a tongue that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to have great wealth. When you have a tongue that is always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Instead of making ghibat,
backbiting. And also when you have a heart that is thankful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he says, وَزَوْجَةً مُؤْمِنَةً تُعِينُ أَحَدُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. And to have a pious wife.
Allah.
That guides you towards the akhirah, that always makes you remember the akhirah. Meaning a wife that when it is time for salah, she says to you, my husband, it is time for salah. A wife that can be able to wake you up for fajr salah.
If the wife can wake up the husband because it's time to enter the office, it's time to attend a special important meeting, then Mawasab, acting upon this hadith, subhanallah, why can't a pious spouse wake up her partner for salah, subhanallah, as well as the children? Subhanallah, wonderful madani pool.
One of the greatest treasures that any man can have is to have a pious wife. Because when you have a pious wife, like as Mawasab mentioned, the importance of shukr. If she is pious, she already understand the importance of shukr.
Allah.
If she is pious, she will understand the importance of your obeying the husband. If she is pious, she will give good tarbiyah to the children. If she is pious, she will bring a madani revolution in your home and house. So alhamdulillah, a husband who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with a pious wife is indeed a blessed person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed favored that particular individual.
Subhanallah, mashallah, wonderful narration. As well as Mawasab, regarding the barakat, the blessings to be removed from the house. Our viewers of Madani channel are watching, and this could be possible that many a times there is no barakah and no blessings because we are never protecting the dignity, the respect of our husbands who go out and work so hard. Every time you are asked, and how is your life going? Ghar kaisa chal raha hai? Is everything well? This is a common question that people are asked on a daily basis at times from the mother side, from the father side, from the friends, relatives. And many a times Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to make tawbah from this, but we end up making nashukri by saying, yeah, you know how things are. I'm so sick and tired. I'm so fed up of this relationship. It's never going to come to an end. You know, we don't think of the good times and the good days we had. And this causes the barakah and the blessings to be removed from the relationship. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in one hadith had mentioned, he referring to the woman, mentioned, O woman, give more charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give more charity, meaning give more sadaqah. According to one narration, there will be more women getting the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hellfire. Just trying to explain that what will be the cause of this. Astonished and amazed by this, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, kis wajah se? Why would we face difficulties in the hereafter? What is the matter? What is the reason? Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, because you curse a lot and make nashukri towards your husbands. Every sentence would be a curse. May Allah destroy you, may you be destroyed, may you be vanished, this mustn't work out for you, that mustn't work out for you, or the children, or cursing the husband, or cursing the neighbors, or never feeling good, always having bad assumptions about the husband. You know, he must be doing this now, he must be doing that, and things that will lead to a fight, and never making shukr for the good that he does.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with a husband as a wife, the wife must always make shukr, because the husband is out striving to put a meal on the table, out striving day and night to make sure that the family is together, to make sure that he provides for the family. So therefore a wife must always be thankful and show appreciation towards the husband. Because when you show appreciation, then your husband will indeed do more.
Indeed, subhanAllah. What a beautiful narration, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Hame chahiye, let's make this koshish. Let's give it another try. Things are not working out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's try and make this relationship work. The solution is not to come out of the nikah, out of the marriage, but the solution is this, that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stop doing the wrong that we are doing, intentionally or unintentionally. We don't do things intentionally, but sometimes due to the hardships that we have faced in our relationship, or the hiccups that we are having in our relationship, we end up doing things which we're not supposed to do. Let's make shukr for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with, subhanallah. Masab, you know, regarding spending for the family, husbands go out, work from morning to the evening, trying to find halal sustenance, tayyib, rozi, mashallah. And this should be our koshish, and try to make sure that nothing haram goes into our stomach, into our tummy. But khair, listen to this wonderful narration by Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam told him, for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, whatever you spend, you will be rewarded.
Subhan.
Whatever you spend towards your family, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, you will be rewarded for it. To the extent that even the morsel that you put into the mouth of your spouse, for that as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Allah, Allah, Allah. Dekhe. What a way, in which way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you. So if you are spending for your family, sometimes for the right reason, it should be not extra expenditure where it's unnecessary, it's not needed. And you know, where you have to go out of your way and do things, meaning you could do without it. There was a way to do without it, but the person went and did it and put more pareshani and musibat. He has invited more problem and calamities to himself. But khair, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to do good for our families, inshallah. The right training, the right tarbiyah, and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever you provide for your family, Rabbi Kareem in return is going to be rewarding you for this, subhanallah. Listen to another narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the first thing to be placed on the scale of deeds, on mizan, on the day of Qiyamah, our a'mal, our deeds will be placed on the scale to judge, to see which is more, the sins is more or the good deeds are more. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the first thing to be placed on the pan, on the scale, will be that wealth which a husband had spent towards his family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great blessing this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to earn rizqi halal and to spend for our family, subhanallah. So if we know the rights, if you know the hukuk of your wife, or you know the hukuk of your husband, then only you would be able to reform and rectify, subhanallah. Listen to this wonderful narration, because our role model is our master, beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You follow his lifestyle, you follow the tariqah, you follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You will be rightly guided, subhanallah. Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam irshad farmate hain, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli. Subhanallah, he says, the best from amongst you is the one who's good upon the rights of his wife. And as far as the rights of my wives are concerned, I am better than you all. Allah, Allah. Because Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the one who taught us the rights and the hukuk of the spouses, subhanallah. So therefore we should make intention that we should basically get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to stop these bad habits. Try to start complaining and always make sabr. Masab, regarding sabr, there is one wonderful waqia, and this will maybe enlighten the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. to create the interest, or to basically mention, this is for the husbands who make more sabr, perhaps, that whenever you are hearing, what happens is in a relationship is that when the wife says something and the husband reacts to that. Abhi kuch ho raha hai, us baat pe aapka bolna. But for 10 minutes, if you adopted the sunnah of Rabi'a Paak to speak less, the tariqah of the sahaba and the saliheen, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, to speak less, just to avoid the problem. Because you are also a hakim, you are also a ruler. And this is by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are also a boss, a ruler in your house. But it does not mean that every time you hear something or you disagree with an opinion, you have to say something in order to cause a fight or that will erupt a fight and cause a problem in the house. But subhanallah, this waqiyah goes to this extent, Mu'asab, that there was a great person by the name of Abul Hasan Khirqani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sheikh Abul Hasan Khirqani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and the charcha and people in the town or out of the town heard a lot of good things about this great personality, about his status, about his rank. So there was a very big philosopher by the name of Bu Ali Sina. He heard about Hazrat, mashallah, it's like when you hear about a alim deen, a great scholar who had come to your town, or he's in a neighboring town, mashallah, and to make his ziyarat to see an alim deen, a true scholar of Islam, subhanallah, you travel to learn ilm deen, is also thawab, also reward. So this person went to make ziyarat, he went to see and gain blessings from this great sheikh by the name of Sheikh Abul Hasan Khirqani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Therefore, when he went to this town and he approached Hazrat's house, he knocked on the door was opened. From behind the door, in parda, his wife asked, "Who are you and what have you come here for?" So he said, "Well, I am looking for Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan Khirqani." So she mentioned, "Well, he is not at home, but you call him Sheikh, you're calling him Hazrat. Ask me, I will tell you who this Hazrat is." Allahu Akbar. In other words, she started to complain about the husband. And this should not be our attitude, this should not be our style. If somebody asks about the whereabouts of your spouse, about your husband, and then we somehow the other seep into matters and we come to conclusion, and that person who came for something else, he heard something bad, he became badzan, he could be a friend of yours, he could be a partner of yours, he could be your family member, Allahu Akbar khair. This person who came from very far to visit the Sheikh, when he heard some bad comments about the Sheikh that he came to see from his own wife, he therefore left that place, and as he was going, he was passing by a jungle and he saw that there was a Hazrat was breaking branches from the tree and loading onto the back of the lion. Astonished and amazed by this, he then called out for this great personality, and this great personality turned around and then he said, "Are you Abul Hasan Khirqani?" Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said, "Yes, it's me." He said, "I am really amazed that your power and your authority is this, that you actually, you are loading these sticks and branches on the back of the lion, whereas your wife does not have any good comments about you. She speaks ill about you. And you are actually with a lion." And a lion is that animal that nobody would just want to be friendly with it, due to life, due to danger. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Madani pearl that we derive from this waqiyah, just to enlighten you. Subhanallah, he says, "Dear brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me the power and this ability to load these things on the back of the lion because of making sabr with my wife." Allahu Akbar. I made sabr, I have patience upon whatever she tells me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this lion obedient towards me. Allahu Akbar. So this lion had become obedient towards me for the sabr that I have got for not retaliating with my wife. So this is a madani pool, or a lesson that just to encourage you that inshallah, azawajal, if you want things to come right inshallah, then let's learn to have kufle Madina. Subhanallah, in the Madani mahol, in this wonderful environment of Dawat Islami, Mu'asab can also enlighten us about the Madani mahol of Dawat Islami, where subhanallah, we learn to make amal upon kufle Madina, whereas we be silent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You speak less, you talk less. Whenever you talk good inshallah, and you will see the blessings of this in this world as well as in the hereafter. Jima sir, you were saying something.
Yes, if you, among the hukuk, the rights of the wife upon her husband, and among the rights of the husband upon the wife, is that the wife must always be prepared to obey the orders of the husband.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning whatever, as long as if the husband commands you to do anything for that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Which is according to Sharia.
According to the Sharia of Islam. If the wife obeys the husband, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the wife. And also among them is for the wife to protect herself and also to protect the wealth of the husband.
Subhanallah. Something very important that you have mentioned. Ita'at. That these days here, many a times we notice that it's either the husband who does not respect or show adab and respect to his spouse, and many a times the wife does not respect the husband.
Yes.
As we mentioned about backchatting, going out of the house without his permission, or not doing the things the husband would want his wife to do, dressing according to Islam, you know, in the Madani Mahul, or in Dawud Islami, mashallah, which is, this is oftenly taught to us, how Islamically our sisters should dress according to Islam, according to Sharia. So mashallah, ita'at is indeed important.
And also protection, she must protect herself, she must protect her satri aura,
and
she must protect her dignity. As Maulana Sahib has stated, also the way she dresses up, all this must be protected. And also she must protect the wealth of the husband.
Bishak,
and within the wealth of the husband is also the izzat of the husband. So as Maulana Sahib mentioned, the beautiful narration of the importance of the wife protecting the dignity of her husband.
Subhanallah.
Even when the wives, the Azwaj al-Mutahharat of the Holy Prophet, when they were asked about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they replied and said, the akhlaq, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed the Quran Majid. So this is how
Masab, I desire to recite the share of Allah Hazrat subhanallah, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is indeed great, subhanallah. He is a'la, he is awla, he is afdal, and he is our role model, inshallah, subhanallah. So therefore, chale hum sab milke ye kalam padhte hain
ki sabse aula aala hama bi sabse bala aala hama ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی ملک کونین میں انبیاء تاجدار ملک کونین تاجداروں کا آقا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
So it is for her to protect the izzat and the dignity of her husband. And also, among the hukuk is that she must know that the husband is the head of the family.
La 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 la. Yes.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, الرجال قوامون على النساء.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
That the men are the heads of the household.
SubhanAllah.
So, in a lot of difficulties and problems in homes today is because there is that fight for position.
Yes.
The wife wants to run the house, the husband wants to run the house. There is that fight for power. So Islam teaches us that the husband is the head of the family. And also being the head as well comes with a lot of responsibility, because you have to understand the hukuk of the wife. It doesn't mean that you are the head and it's only your way. No. Being the head as well, you also have to do it for the pleasure of Allah. So the wife has to understand that the head of the household is the husband. And another thing also among the hukuk, the right, is that the wife must also take responsibility for the house.
Subhanallah.
Why not? Because the husband is out earning. The husband spends the day seeking provision for the house and so forth. It is narrated that on one occasion, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she found out that there were some people that were captured by the Muslims, so Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra, because of the hard work that she used to do around the house, because of the khidmat that she used to do around the house, it is stated that she was starting to get some injuries on her hands and so forth, on her knees and hands. Therefore, she went to the house of her
Allah,
father,
Allah.
Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can provide one slave that could go and help her around the house. And when she went to the house, in a summary of the hadith, it stated that she found that our blessed Akha was not at home. But on her way home, she met Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa. And she informed Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha of what she came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for. And Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, when our blessed Akka came home, she informed him that as to what Fatima al-Zahra had come to request
for.
And immediately, our blessed Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the house of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra and Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he found that they were in the house, and he said to her that, Oh Fatima, my daughter, I know you came to my house asking for something, but let me give you something that is better. Allah. And the Prophet has stated, says to her that if you recite Subhanallah 33 times, you say Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar, Takbir 34 times, this is better than having a slave in your house.
Allah.
Meaning, the summary of the entire narration, the point that I want to make is that even Fatima al-Zahra, being Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she also used to do chores around the house. She used to clean around the house. She used to make khidmat of Sayyidina Mawla Ali around the house. Therefore, Alhamdulillah, it is the haq among the huquq, among the rights that the husband has upon the wife, that the wife must make khidmat.
Indeed, Mawla Sahib, what a wonderful narration. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is the gharana of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the household, the daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat says, Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. She is the leader of the woman of Jannah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. But yet she would clean and she would basically do all of those works by herself. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us, this is also a ni'mah and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have people to assist us in the house as well. We have khadims, we have maids in these days. And they are there to basically assist us in the housework that we have. There are so many responsibility. Yet we still do not appreciate, or we do not do things in accordance to Sharia, in accordance to Islam. Then what is the purpose of coming into this world? Allahu Akbar. If you think about it, we can't make sabr upon little difficulties we have in a relationship. We complain about it. We go through difficulties. Should you not remember this waqia or this hadith? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said so beautifully, subhanallah, that if a husband would make sabr, he will have patience for something or about his wife. If your wife isn't right, she isn't listening to you, but you do not come to conclusion and divorce her and leave her, but you make sabr, patience. You continue with your salah, you make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward equivalent to the reward of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam during his difficulties. Subhanallah. And if the Islamic sister makes sabr and patience upon her husband, for he isn't good enough as a spouse, as a husband, and he's doing wrong and injustice in a relationship, then the female, meaning the wife, should make sabr, continue reading her salah, continue with her Quran, making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for having sabr upon this difficulty, will grant her the reward equivalent to the sabr and patience that Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha had during the time of Fir'aun. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of any channel, All these ahadith are they out there, but undoubtedly it's so common these days yet ki hum sawab ko kho dete hain. We lose the reward, we lose the barakah, the blessings are gone. There are so many difficulties in our homes. There is no peace in our homes. We have forgotten to smile. We have forgotten to laugh with our family members. When have you smiled? Because smiling is also charity. When have you smiled at your spouse? When have you smiled at your parents? But when we go out there, kaam ke jagah pe, at the working areas, with your relatives, with your friends, in the outside world, we are very happy-go-lucky people. We are very calm. We are very into place, into action. But the moment we come into our homes, Allahu Akbar, we become angry. Masab. And due to this, because of not talking perhaps for days or for weeks, there are difficulty, because then even if the wife intended to make mu'afi, intended to approach her husband and ask for forgiveness, she would step back because he does not want to talk to me. He has a very bad attitude. Likewise, the tarbiyat and the training of the children, Masab, how important it is these days here. The children at the age of 2, at the age of 3, or from the time they are born, they are actually listening and hearing how the husband shouts the mother, how the mother retaliates and fights with the husband, how daddy speaks to mummy and how mummy speaks to father. Allah Allah. How they, what words they use.
And our children, you know, today, children grow up with a lot of anger inside them. Children grow up and they are very aggressive and angry children. Why and why? Because of the things that they observe, they grow seeing around the house. Because our children become, they don't listen to what you say, but they become what you are.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, they say an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Therefore, you know, our Allah, children Allah, become Allah. What we are.
Kya baat hai,
so Allah. If around the home there is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being taught in the house, the children will grow up having that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If in the house there is a madani mahal, there is a madani environment at home, the children will become pious.
Alhamdulillah,
look at our Amir Ahl Sunnat, mashallah. Look at his children, mashallah, pious children. Amir Ahl, because of the upbringing and the tarbiyah that is in the house of Amir Ahl Sunnat. So therefore, every muballigh of Dawat Islam, in fact, every Muslim in the world, if we bring this madani revolution in our own homes, our children will grow up being lovers and obedient to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving and being obedient to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. So most of the thing is that none of us are perfect. The bottom line is this, that we are not perfect. As spouses, there are problems and difficulties in every person. Meaning, I'm imperfect. I'm not a perfect person. And why should I then expect my partner to be perfect?
Yes, yes.
I want her to be perfect in her food. I want her to be perfect in her dressing. I want her to be perfect to understand how I feel, how I think, how I am.
Yes.
Because you're married to me for 15 years, 30 years. You should know what I'm thinking right now, what I'm feeling right now. When I'm angry, you must approach me. But it's a total different feeling when she's there in that situation. Are you there for her? Allahu Akbar. So, mashallah, from these madani pools that you had given, Mu'asab, in the environment of Da'wat Islami, it is this that I should reform, I should strive to reform myself first and then the people of the entire world. Every one of us are imperfect. We are not perfect because only our Aqa, our Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is perfect. So we should learn from his perfect lifestyle, inshallah. You want to become a best husband, you want to become an obedient wife, you want to become a good son, you want to become a good Muslim, inshallah. All of these things can be achieved from the sunnah and from the lifestyle of Pyari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it's now time to leave you, and it's a humble appeal to you, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. I give you da'wah and invitation towards Madani Qafila to keep on watching Madani channel. Join this Madani Mahol, fragrant, beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, and you will earn thawab in this world as well as in the year after. You will see a revolution in your life, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadqa of Pyari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive our major and minor sins. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.